You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 191. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here. Happy Creative Thursday. Hello, July. Hello, July. Hello, second half of 2020. Hello, we don't know what it's going to look like. But as I shared with my new members this morning, my Expansive Artist members, and I make this promise to you as well, I will continue to share here through the chosen lens of optimism and hope for the future. And that's how we do. That's how we do. So I personally, on the business and artist and creative front, feel very excited about the possibilities we have before us. And I have to, without further ado, let you know right away, quick like a bunny, the doors to the Expansive Artists are open. And I'm welcoming new members as we speak, and they will only be open until Saturday, July 4th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, and yes, you'll want to be on my email list and come and join me, because since we're kind of having a low-key 4th of July here in California, we're going to have a little brunch, if you will, or depending upon your time zone, with Marisa. If you want to join me for a mimosa on July 4th, then I invite you to join my email list and I'll keep you posted. I'm going to hop on live. I'm going to answer any additional questions you have if you're on the fence about joining us, which I don't know how you could be. It's a no-brainer. You're getting 14 years of experience for $32? Yeah, it's insane. So if you are serious about your business and you feel that I wouldn't be a right fit for you, a great mentor for you, you feel inspired by the work I do and the message I share, and you want to join a community of like-minded artists with fire, I say a fire, a passion, and a heart-centered approach to their work, wanting to have an impact in this world and grow a profitable, thriving creative business, come join us. No messing around. Come join us and definitely don't hesitate to reach out with any questions you have. Look for me on my facebook.com/Creative Thursday, my business page. That's where I'll be going live to answer questions. So I am getting questions from you, and I love to answer them via a conversation versus just email. So I will probably be going on live a couple of times as they come in, and also come have brunch with me. And also the price is going up. So if you've been listening and you've been waiting to join us in the Expansive Artists, truly now is the time. Next time the price will be going up. And no, I do not know when I will be opening the doors again. We have a lot to prepare for the season that's coming. Every time I say holiday season, I know we can't even begin to think about what that's all going to look like. But I do know that we will still be loving and caring for each other and wanting to send each other gifts, and probably more than ever be online, and probably more than ever want something really special created by the beautiful artists that exist and are sharing work online. I know that is where my focus is going to be in terms of purchasing. I'm keeping my eye on a lot of artists' work right now, wanting to add to my collection and wanting to support small business. And so we've got to get ready for that. We've got things to do, work to do, fun to have. We're going to have fun, overwhelm to let go of, and progress to be made. To which I say, my goodness, Expansive Artists, I did a mid-year check-in, and I did send a personal email to every one of my members. Yep, I love you. I sent you an email. I don't know how long I'll be able to do that, but I have a smaller community right now, and I always want to live up on my community, but I asked you personally what your wins were. And, you know, we share in the group our wins, and not to the degree of what's really happening though, to which I also have to say a public service announcement. Hello. It's okay to shine a light on yourself and to celebrate your successes and your wins. I even say this to myself because I am not so good at courses and memberships I participate in announcing my success stories. I'll tell my mentors on the side. I've done that. And I've realized that when I've posted about it, it's not even so much about shining the light on me, although it's nice to highlight your progress. That's the point. If you don't like the shine your light analogy or metaphor, just highlight your own progress. Because a couple of my members told me that just telling me about them helped them to highlight their own progress. And that's why we do things to encourage our members to share wins regularly, to share the art they're creating, because it's too easy to get caught up in all of this and think you're not making progress because you're always wanting to be where someone else that you're keeping an eye on, that you should not be comparing your journey to theirs. Don't compare your day one to their year 10, please. Another quick public service announcement. Don't do that. But when you do, you feel behind. And you're not behind. If you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're online right now, you are ahead of the curve, and I can do nothing more than encourage you to get on this ship. It has sailed. Get on, jump on, get help, get support, work with mentors like me, and let's help you do this quicker than the rest of us who took years to get here had to do it. Celebrate your successes and share your wins in a group, because this was the other reaffirming message I heard over and over. So thank you for my members who took a moment. I just sent this email out, took a moment to write me back right away. You love seeing the progress in the group. You love it. It makes you feel inspired. So it's not really even about you. It's about how you're making an impact for someone else. And that goes for sharing our work as well, sharing our artwork, sharing our creations on any level. This podcast isn't about highlighting me and my successes, although I will take my own advice and remember to share them with you. I will, because I know it will inspire you for what is possible for you if you have similar goals and aspirations. And those successes look like a lot of things. May I remind you of that as well? Yes, we're going all in on selling your art online. That is my focus in the Expansive Artists. I just hosted a challenge again. Fantastic progress was made by my current members who participated again, by my new friends who just joined me. It's really exciting to see. We had members list everything from an architecture plan for tiny houses. I love this because I secretly want a tiny house in the back of my home in LA as a art studio as well. And cards, books, paintings, prints, everything. Classes, online classes. And so the focus in the Expansive Artists, because many of us are multidisciplinary, graphic designers who are now designing their own products because their workload has shifted during the pandemic. It's really about helping you to sell independently online, because as I think about this more and move into this phase of the online space, I encourage licensing a little. I encourage publishing, surface design, creating work for our clients. But I have said this before, and it's worth repeating. The majority of my income for years, and this is someone who is a published author, who has designed 9 fabric collections, who has sold thousands of pieces of work to my collectors individually, and also shipped said pieces. Not recommended. Get help as soon as you can. Who shipped most of those pieces. The majority of my revenue, my income comes from, my profit comes from my direct to collector sales. And when you are relying on anyone else, any company entity, you are relying on their work, their schedule to pay your bills. Whereas when you have direct relationships with your collectors, you have direct relationships with your collectors. You don't have an intermediary. So I believe that even if you are an illustrator, setting yourself up to sell your own work. I saw it just the other day, a really wonderful illustrator I follow decided to start selling work because, hello, people have been asking for it for a long time. And she instantly sold out. In my mind, why she never thought of it before, it's just that she's been conditioned to be working for clients and be doing editorial work. And, you know, graphic designers do design and surface design. But we don't know how all of this is shaking out. And the rug is getting pulled out from a lot of businesses, bigger businesses, filing for bankruptcy, restructuring. And that's because I think I've talked about profit first. I won't go into all of that. A lot of businesses are running with no cushion, no extra capital, 1 month to the next, even if they are a multi-7-figure business. And we're seeing the repercussions of that right now. The short version is sell direct, and I want to help you do it. That's my specialty. And so we're going to be focusing on that even more. And when you know how to do that, it's very easy to sell yourself and pitch yourself for contracts as well. And also when you're doing that well, most of my contracts came to me or opportunities came to me because they saw that I was already selling well on my own. So it serves all of the greater vision of your work as an artist in business. And what I want to say today, we'll keep this one short and sweet. I've got one tip for you. So speaking about selling, what is the number one reason do you think artists don't sell work? And I'll let you think about that for a second. Is it that you think that the work isn't good enough? Is it that you think that they aren't getting it to the right people? Yes, you know how I feel about work being good enough or not good enough. You can find your audience. I suggest that you do your work in a way that represents the highest quality for you. But anyone evolving is going to evolve, and people beginning are going to have different work than once they've been doing it for 10 years. So let's take that one off the table. Getting it to the right people, yes, that's a very important part of the process, of course. Especially if you have your really unique work that isn't just so commercialized or so, I call it kind of benign, like, you know, it can fit in any house type of artwork. But the number one reason I see after working consistently with artists, have also seen this in myself, is that, get ready for it, drum roll, please. The number one reason artists don't sell work is they don't ask for the sale. They don't. And then you might say, but yes, I do. I have it for sale on my website. I've been using the word for purchase because it's not for sale. It's not on discount. For purchase. But you're not telling people about it enough. Yeah. That's the time that we live in. And that's a conversation for another day. In the Expansive Artist, this is where we go deeper on these topics and help you figure out how best to approach that from your perspective. and your style. However, that's the public service announcement. That is what I see. It's incredible to me how many people, even the illustrator I just noted, share work, share work, share work. Wow, have great audiences. Wow, oh my goodness. They don't sell it. They don't say it's available for purchase. Yeah, that's it, pretty much in a nutshell. Is it all a lot deeper than just that simple point? Yeah, of course it is. It's getting better at your work. It's getting it to the right customers. It's having a platform to make collecting your work easy for your customers. It's having a strategy for your social media and choosing where you want to be with your social media. It's having a strategy around your pricing and the products you want to create around your specialty of art that you're making. Yes, it's all of those things and more. And that's why we work on it continually. It's a practice, a process that we work on in the Expansive Artist. Just remember that the next time you're wondering if it's selling. Just remember and don't be shy and get support. You don't have to do this journey alone. And I close by saying, come join me. Come join us in the Expansive Artists. I am really, really looking forward to what's to come. I always have all kinds of special plans for you. I really listen to what you need, and I really create trainings, invite guest speakers. I am there to answer specific questions live in real time for you. And I do all of this with you in mind. I'm not guessing, I'm not throwing darts aimlessly at a board or having my own agenda. This is a community in support of the artists in business I lead who are ready to step it up to next level. We've been skirting around how romantic and beautiful this life as an artist is, and it is. It's great. It is great. And you'll have days you want to quit and throw in the towel, and you'll be really sad and brokenhearted that your piece didn't sell, and you'll try to figure out why, and you'll second guess things you're doing, and you'll wonder why you didn't get more signups for your class or any and all of the above. Then you'll start selling out of your work, and then you'll wonder if you'll ever be able to change your style. All kinds of things, right? The bottom line is you don't have a business if you're not selling your work. And if you're afraid of selling or you have issues around it or you think it's salesy, it's time to let that go. And so I have to say thank you to Karen, who wrote this to me, who ended up at last report, I had several members who just started selling, And some who are just building their business make over $1,000 in revenue. Just this month during a pandemic with new offerings. Like, they haven't even repeat offered that. They just started either with online teaching or, as in Karen's case, she was so excited. She sold 25 books during our first challenge and a last report, 140 self-published books. I'm so excited for her. And she talked about how she really felt sort of scared, and the thought of selling beyond what she had already been doing, which was more teaching in her creative business, had really felt uncomfortable to her. And working with us and working with me on coaching calls and in the Expansive Artists, it gave her the push, the nudge, and a little extra bravery to, as she said, I thought she put this so beautifully, rewrite the story, her story of selling. So I'm going to leave you with that and say, what is the story you are telling yourself around selling? What are the beliefs you have around selling? And if you want to work on artfully selling, this is a process and a practice I have developed now that I am building and using as a foundation in my programs, that you come and join us. And if you want to learn more about how to do that, it can be a really delightful, fun, amazing process that grows and builds your business and your income, which supports everything from your family to your freedom to more time to make your art, to the days that we can travel again, to special treats for yourself in your home to celebrate now, whether it's your groceries or something special to bring into your home. It's all so worth it. So come and have fun with us on this journey, and I'm going to help you get to the next level in the expanse of artists. I'll see you inside before Saturday, July 4th. Quick like a bunny, jump in. I have some special treats for my early member signups. You will be getting a little extra something special. So jump in today, July 2nd, as this podcast goes live. Until next time, friends, have a beautiful rest of your creative Thursday. And oh my goodness, this is very exciting. You may not be hearing from me in the same way. Not that that's exciting, but I am starting July 9th, a week from today. We are releasing season 2 of the Creative Thursday series. And I will be taking the audio from the video. You'll be able to see the video as well, but I'll be bringing it here to the podcast. And I'm telling you, you are just going to get guest after guest of inspiration and more insight into some of my favorite creatives and their process. And as I've been finalizing the editing, it's so helpful. So helpful. I know that it will inspire you and shine a light on many things that you may not have thought of before. So stay tuned, and the programming will shift a little with more guests coming in the next few weeks. And until next time, friends, thank you for listening. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. First and foremost, come and join us in the Expansive Artists. It's creativethursdaycourses.com/expansive artists. And everything else you can find at creativethursday.com, all things Marisa. The Expansive Artist deck, I didn't even get a chance to mention. The affirmation card deck, I've been doing readings, well, pulling cards really for my live video attendees, and it has been so much fun. And that is at creativethursday.com. As always, thank you so much for your kind messages, your reviews, for sharing this podcast, for tuning in every week and being dedicated listeners. I appreciate you so very much.